This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Advisors to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration will meet later today to discuss the efficacy and safety of COVID-19 vaccine from healthcare giant Johnson & Johnson, which is seeking use authorization. The FDA is not required to follow their recommendation, but nearly always does. Two other vaccines are already in widespread use here in the U.S. from drug companies Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech. Johnson & Johnson's clinical trial data does not look quite as impressive on paper as the others available in the U.S. It was about 66% effective against infections that cause from moderate to severe illness. The Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech vaccines both reported about 95% overall efficacy, but experts caution that the studies are not measuring quite the same thing and should not be directly compared. Protests against the military coup resume today, Friday, across Myanmar, despite growing intimidation from security forces from the pro-junta gangs the day before. On Thursday, tensions escalated on the streets of Yangon between the anti-coup protesters and supporters of the military. The violence complicates an already intractable standoff between the military and the protest movement that has been staging large rallies daily to demand that Aung San Suu Kyi's elected government be restored to power. She and other politicians were ousted and arrested on February 1st in a takeover that shocked the international community and reversed years of slow progress toward democracy. For more news, join us at voanews.com. By remote, this is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden on Thursday directed American military airstrikes in eastern Syria against facilities belonging to what the Pentagon said were Iranian-backed militia. The Pentagon said the strikes were retaliation for a rocket attack in Iraq earlier this month that killed one civilian contractor and wounded a U.S. service member and other coalition troops. February 15th rocket attacks on U.S. positions in Iraq were carried out as Washington and Tehran are looking for a way to return to the 2015 nuclear deal abandoned by former President Donald Trump. On Thursday, President Biden also called Saudi Arabian King Salman as his administration is set to release a congressionally mandated declassified version of an intelligence report that is expected to find that the king's son, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, approved the 2018 killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The White House readout of the call noted the recent release of several Saudi American activists from custody and affirmed the importance the U.S. places on universal human rights and the rule of law. White House did not provide an explanation as to why the readout did not mention Khashoggi, who was a legal U.S. resident with U.S. citizen children. The Trump administration rejected demands by lawmakers to release a declassified version of the report as the White House prioritized arms sales to the kingdom and alliance with Riyadh amid rising U.S. tensions with its regional rival, Iran. Donald Trump supporters who launched a deadly assault on the U.S. Capitol last month have indicated they want to blow up the building and kill members of Congress, according to the acting chief of the Capitol Police. Yogananda Pittman told lawmakers Thursday that threat suggests extremists could target the Capitol during an upcoming address by President Biden as she pushed for continued high security around the building. About 5,000 troops remain on duty at the Capitol since Trump supporters stormed the building, vandalizing it, injuring officers. Five people died in the violence, including a Capitol police officer. More than 200 people have been charged so far for their roles in the riot, including some with ties to far-right fringe groups such as the Oath Keepers and Proud Boys. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.